The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Chaver Va'ad HaRabbonim Mishmeres Kohanim and Merkaz Halacha of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis HaVa'ad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Shavuos Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara on Yizayin Mabez quotes the Mishnah in Hurrius. Ein chayavan al esev al esev shem mikdash. One's not chayav al esev al esev shem mikdash. Ein b'nidim ashtoli al esev al esev shem mikdash. Av chayavan al esev al esev shem b'nidim. To esev al esev shem b'nidim. Levin ashtoli al esev al esev shem b'nidim. Without getting involved in what the Mishnah in Hurrius is discussing, our Gemara wants to know what's the mitzvah's esev, what's the mitzvah's esev that applies by the esev b'nidim. And the Gemara says, and the mitzvah of esesh menida that one's chayiv on is how you meshamish in tahira. Someone's meshamish with the issue of tahira for amalai. And the middle, she says, "Nitmesi, I became tamei, I became aser." Upirish minad, he's perish right away. The ever chay is chayiv. Nation, it's yosay hanol look be aser because going out is hanol just like going in. And that's also a nice sabir that you be chayiv for. The Gemara brings a memra. Abaye said, "Name of Chiyav, Rav Chayiv Shtayim. It's chayiv too." The Gemara explains, it means one for on the way in and one for on the way out. The Gemara wants to know, have you but Rabba, or according to different gears, that's Rabba, wants to know, but my, what are we talking about? If it's by the time of her vest that she expects the Riyas Dam to come, she expects that if Tochen, there's a good chance that Dam will come now, because around the time of her vest, this is the time that we predict Dam will come. With a man, who are we talking about? So on the way in, we chayiv, because he thought that even though it's Samach Levesta, he thought, Yechonim Livah, he'll be able to boil without her being Dam, without her becoming Osir in the middle. Ela Krisha, but on the way out, why is he chayiv a chatas for that? Amai v'chayiv, why is he chayiv for that karma chatas? Only chayiv a karma chatas for Shegik. Mezidu, that's very considered amazing. Knows the halacha, that he has to be perished by Ever Mez and not Ever Chai. He knows that he cannot come out in the matzav of Kishoy. So on the way in, we can understand why he's chayiv for, because that's considered a shayig. But for the way out, that the Gemara can understand. And the Gemara continues as the whole shach of the Torah tried to be yashal. This member of Abaye chayiv shtayim. Are you really chayiv shtayim? Maybe only chayiv achas. One karma chatas. The question: how many karbanas chatas this person in the story is chayiv? One or two? One, two, possibly in some cases zero, depending on the case, depending on the person, depending on the circumstances. What we do see clearly in our Gemara, though, is that there's a chiluk between if it's samach levesta or shloi b'shas vesta. If it's the time of her vest, that means she has a vest kavua. That means that we know when we anticipate, when we expect that this Isha is going to see Dam, when the period is going to come. That means it was established based on the 3 months consecutively that she saw at the same time, be it on the same day of the month, or the same aflog, or the same interval, the same distance between the Riyas Dam. We know when to anticipate, when to expect she's going to come. So at that point, if he's boiled then, and then Dam comes, b'shas tashmish, so then we say that's a shayig and he's chayv achatas. However, if it's a shloi b'shas vesta, if it's any random time of the month, or let's say she does not have a vest kavua, even though there's a concept of vest chain of kavua, we try to anticipate maybe what she's going to see, but we're not so sure that she's going to see at this time. So then there's a bit of an oinus. If she sees Dam Shas Tashmish, she's considered an oinus. And not Mukhlid HaKapara, not Mukhlid being a carbon. There's no reason why this couple, this husband and wife, should have expected that Dam would come at that time. So we see that there's a chil between Shas Vesta and Shloi B'Shas Vesta. The time of a vest kavua, there's a din of a shegig, and the Dam comes, the Chai V'Chatos. If it's Shloi B'Shas Vesta, not the time of her vest, so then, it's considered oinus. They're not chayav anything, they only any kapara. The Rambam in Perek Dalad, Mihilch Zisriya Diyah, Halach Yizbeh says, for also for the Adam Lava Lishta Samach Levesta, it's also for Matthew Boyle's wife Samach Levesta, Shemater Damashas Tashmish, maybe she'll feed Damashas Tashmish, Shinamak it says in the Pasuk, Vizartim if Bnei Yisrael Metamosam, she warn Bnei Yisrael from their Tumah. The Rav Mishnah says it's possible in a smachta could be passed to vestas of drabonim. It's a shaila of gemonida daf test of as well as other places. If vestas of deraisa or drabonim, if this kapshuta is simply put, if this halacha that we have a vestas that we have to try to predict and anticipate when the isha is going to see dam and stay away from her at that time, if it's a deraisa type concept, if that comes from the Torah, or that's only drabonim, the Chazal were the ones who are concerned about it and they created the of vestas. And the passage is only passing the vest are under Rabbanan. According to the Torah, you don't have to worry about it. It's a Rabbanan Galacha, they have to be afraid. Maybe she's going to see Dam then, or after, maybe she saw Dam at that point, unless she did Bedika to ascertain that she did not see Dam then. That's only Rabbanan. Now, Reb Chaim, Brisker, in the Sefer Chedusha bin Chaim Balei Bal Rambam, he points out that in our Gemara, you seem to see pretty clearly that vestas are deraisa. Because you see that, if it's Shloi B'Shas Vesta, then it has Ziv and Oynis if Dam comes then. If it's B'Shas Vesta, it has Ziv and Shegig, and they have to bring a Karmachatas. Not considered an Oynis, not considered something that couldn't be helped. It could have been helped. It's not considered a Mezid or even a Pshia, but it's considered a Shegig. They do need a Gapar, they do have to bring a Karmachatas. So you see how the concept of Vesta is deraisa. So is it derabonan or is it deraisa? The one that we see in other places in the Chas, and the Ram Takapas, in other places, is derabonan. On the other end, the Arsagi, see, it's deraisa. And that's where this problem is coming from. In fact, that seems to say that the concept of Vesta is deraisa. So Reb Chaim says that that which we pass in the Vesta of Rabbanan and other places does not mean that the entire concept of Kviyas Vest, of developing a pattern, that there's a set time that we have to be Chesh Adam is going to come, does not mean that the entire Kviyas of Vest, the entire establishment of Vest is Rabbanan. That's the Raisa. The concept of Vest is definitely the Raisa. Reb Chaim proves this from the fact that the Rambam has a Shita, we know that there's a halacha of Zayin Yomim and Yid Alev Yomim, of the 7 days in a month when if Isha sees Damda and Teresh Adanida, and then there's 11 days afterwards, Yidal of Yom, 11 days afterwards, the other part of the month, when she sees Dam during that time, she has Din of a Zava, a Zava Katana, a Zava Gedoyla, she has Din of Knegedim, and has Din of Tumas Ziva, not Din of Tumas Nida. And nowadays, in our times, there's no difference between Tumas Nida and Tumas Ziva, because the Gemara already says it's called Chumra Derab Zera, but Nez Yisrael Chumra, Al-Atzman Klaistro, the ladies of Klaistro, Makabal, themselves of Chumra, that any time they see Dam, if it's enough Dam as such, that's the Tamid, and that renders them Tamid, they keep all the Chumras of Nida and of Zava, they need Zayin Nakim, 7 clean days, until they can go to Mikvah and become Torah. But according to the Din of Terah, the Raisa is a concept of Nida, and there's a concept of Ziva, two different parts of the month. And the Rambam is beforeish in certain places, that in order to figure out which part of the month it is, whether it's the time of the 7 days of Nida, or it's 11 days of Ziva, to figure out Mida Raisa, if she needs Zayin Nakim, 7 clean days, or if she doesn't need, in order to figure this out, it's based on the rule, on the pattern of Revestus. That when it comes to the time of Revest, from the time of Revest and on the next 7 days, have a Din of Nida, the following 11 days, have a Din of Ziva. Does not necessarily go by when she most recently saw Dam, rather it goes by the pattern of Revestus. Now this halacha of Nida and Zava is a deraistic halacha. It's in Psukim Natera, Parish Mitzera, there's a chok to Nida and a Zava. That's definitely a deraista. On the contrary, nowadays we don't keep a difference between Nida and Zava. We keep all the chumras of Nida and of Zava every time, and each one becomes Tameh, every time she comes to Asr to her husband. But according to the Torah, there's a parasha of Nida and a parasha of Ziva, a parasha of Zava. And the Rambam is clear that whether to figure out if she's a Nida or a Zava has to do with Kfiyas HaVest, has to do with when she established her vest, the set time that we anticipate she's going to see, based on a pattern of the previous months, what happened the past few months, or in previous months in her lifetime. So the concept of Vestus is definitely deraisa. But that which is halacha, that for time of Vest comes, for Oynes of Vest, time of Vest comes, that we have to be afraid that maybe she saw, and or for the mutter afterwards, she has to do a bedika afterwards, that's only derabban de halacha. That's not deraisa. That doesn't come from the Torah. Chazal said that since it's a concept of Kviyas of Vest, the concept of a set time when we anticipate she's going to see, and that concept is deraisa, that concept comes from the Torah, so now the derabban, when it comes that time, either she did not notice any dam, she's not feeling dam, she has to bedika, she has to bedika herself, she has to check herself inside to see if there's any dam, and only if there's no dam, she mutter to her husband. If she did not check, then she's also until she checks. And that's only a halacha midrabanan, that she needs a bedika in order to mutter when it comes the time of her vest. However, the mere concept of kriyas vest, that's a deraistic concept. Reb Chaim says that you see in the Gemara compares the concept of vestus to shara mu'ud, to a behema, that's nageach, that gores somebody, nagicha, the first 3 times has been of a shar tam. After 3 times, it goes through the process of Hadar, the Bezdin goes, analyzes each case, and sees that it's already dependent, and gets rid of a Shara Mu'ud. Now, a Shara Mu'ud, there's no halacha that you have to constantly be afraid that it's going to be negeach somebody, that's going to gore somebody, and it might kill the person or injure the person. However, if it is negeach, if it does gore a person, whether it kills the person or injures the person or if it gores a different animal, it has a different dinim, it has a dinim of Shara Mu'ud, which is much more chomer than the dinim of Shara Tam. So though you don't have to particularly anticipate it's going to happen, but since the parah has such a concept of Shara Mu'ud, if it does happen, the dinim are different. So the same thing is over here. We don't have to be afraid, according to the Torah, we don't have to be afraid that maybe she saw a dam now. And Midah Torah, we don't know that she saw a dam now, she's mother to her husband afterwards. It's only Midah Rabbanan that she has to do Badiko to check herself inside with a cloth to ascertain, to make sure that no dam came out. However, the concept of Vestus is deraisa. That plays a role of Gabi figuring out if it's you may need or you may see the 7 days or the 11 days of the month. It also plays a role of Gabi Aralocha. That if she does see dam de Bashas Tashmish, even though Midah Raisa, Mitzad the parish of Nida, there's no Isser of Tashmish at that time, the husband and wife are lobbying together. If she does see Dam at that point, we cannot say that's an oinus. We cannot say that's beyond their control. There's no reason they should have suspected it. Because there is a concept of Vestus in the Torah. So we're not going to call them Mezid, we're not going to call them Shia, we're going to classify it as a Shegig. They have to be in the Karmachadis, Nida Kapara. Because they could have been more careful. They could have known that this is a chance of time that she's liable to see Dam then. So it has to do with a Shegig. So if it's not the time of her vest, it has to do with an oinus. And they're not responsible for it at all. They do not need a kapara if she finds Dam. However, if she finds Dam at the time of Shasta Vesta, Shasta Ashmish, then as Nivashagim, they do need a kapara. They do have to be in Karmachatis. Now Rav Chaim says that the Rambam understood this drasha of Hizartim to actually be a real deraisa drasha. Hizartim is b'nei Yisrael mitzamosim, to warn Klai Yisrael, to avoid tumah, to stay away, what to stay away, mi'ishtoi, b'shas vesto, k'vei b'shusidah, b'shas tashvish. Not because it's isavida at that point, there's no isavida until shusidah. But now that we've established the concept of vestas is deraisa, the kfiyas of vestas, establishment of a vest is a musik, is a concept that comes from the Torah. So now the Torah can give an isavida of Hizartim, it's not the isakoris, but there's a loisa say over here that wants to stay away from his wife, b'shas vesto. And if he doesn't stay away from Rishas Vest, he was over on this Isser of Rizakhtim Shnei Yisrael Mitzamosim. And not only that, Shazosi Dava this time, it will not have a din of someone who is Baal Nidah Ba'onis, rather it will have a Isser Nidah of the din of Meshigit. He was over on the Isser of Rizakhtim Shnei Yisrael Mitzamosim, and Lagabi the Pasha of Nidah will not be classified as Onis, it will be classified as a Shigit. However, if the Shas Vest comes and passes that did not see any Dam, that which says Aloha Shas to Badika either during the time of the Vest or immediately after the time of the Vest, to ascertain there was no dam, in order for them to mutter to be together afterwards, that's only the Rabbanim. That does not come from the Torah at all. That's only the Rabbanim. It's based on the concept of Vestus that's established in the Torah. This is a longish piece of Reb Chaim that's found in Reb Chaim Sefer on the Rambam, Chedusha Reb Chaim Levi al Rambam, to explain the way the Rambam passes our Gemara. The truth is that Poskim, Achronim, already say this idea. If one looks in Yerideus and Makuf Pedal, which is the first siman that deals with Vestus, and the Piskachuvah Sefkot and Gimel, the Piskachuvah already quotes the Nodi Yehuda, and the Chachim Sefer already say such a halacha. I am a Shumas Nodi Yehuda, Chiluk Yerideus, Simon and Haven involved, Shehelad of Nodi Yehuda Paskins, and that which the Gemara says Vestus Rabbanan, and we pass the Vestus Rabbanan, that's only in regards to if the Shas of Vest cannot pass, we don't have to be afraid that you saw the Tambu of Vest. Because even though there's a chazaka that usually the dam comes at the time it's expected to come, but against it there's a chazaka cheskas tara. Until now she was tar. There's no reason for us to assume that change. So she remains tar. Cheskas tara goes against it, and she remains tar. She remains mutter. But the Rabban Chazal said you have to do a bedika. But Lagabi, the Shas Vest itself, the one that's the Parish Me'ishtay, and the Shas Vest itself, the Nabi says, there is afraid maybe she's going to see now. You can't rely on the Cheskas Tyra, because she's going to see at some point, I think she's never going to see, she's going to see at some point. So this is the time that we anticipate she's going to see. It's according to the Torah already, if you're afraid she's going to see now. That's there is. He says, similarly, we find the concept that if someone goes away for a long time, leaves a gift for his wife, with certain conditions, the rules of Shema Mesa Chashina. We're now afraid that maybe he dies during this time. But by Chel, Shema Yom is Chashina. Sometimes by a person who's very sick, we're afraid at any given moment, maybe he's going to die. We're not afraid that he already died. We are afraid at any given moment that maybe he's going to die. So here also, at any given moment during the Shas HaVest, we have to be afraid maybe now she's going to see. But if the Shas HaVest came and passed and we didn't hear, we don't know that she saw, we don't have to be afraid that she saw. And that's only the Rabbanim that you have to do a Bedika Timatra afterwards. This is the Shita of Nabi Yehuda. And if it's true, means that Chum Sefer also says this, Chum Sefer brings it, the Bidu says this, Chum Sefer says, you find this concept in the Rishonim, in the Sefer Ra'ah, Bedek Abayis. The Ra'ah wrote the Sefer called Bedek Abayis, coming to argue on the Rajma and Teres Abayis in many different places, comes very Nagil, one was Chulna, one was Nida, and the Chum Sefer says, no, the Ra'ah already has this concept. Piskachuva explains that the way the Ra'ah says it is a little bit differently from the way the Nabi and Sefer are saying. They're saying that the concept that one has to be afraid she's going to see during the Shas HaVest is the Ra'isa, but to be afraid that she already did see afterwards is the Ravonin. The Ra'ah himself says a little differently. He says that there's exact Shas HaVest, a time that we anticipate she's going to see, and there's a whole Einos Mukhla Vest, but we know that Isha, when it comes to her vest, she's also for a 12-hour period, either from Neitz to Shkia, for the daytime vest, or for Shkia Zacham from sunset, from sundown, until Neitz Zacham until sunrise in the morning, if it's a nighttime vest. So he says, there are, that the exact time we anticipate she's going to see is in the middle of that 12-hour period. So from that exact time till the end of the, till Shkia, till Neitz, till the end of the 12-hour period, that's the Ra'isa. There's a very good chance she saw already. But from the beginning of the 12-hour period, from the beginning of it until the exact time we suspect, the beginning of the, oh, no, the beginning of the 12-hour period, there it's only Drabbanan. Because to think that she's going to see a drop early, maybe she'll see a drop earlier than we anticipate she's going to see, that's only Drabbanan. But again, we see in the Ra'ah that there is some sort of deraisa the Indian of Vestas. That really explains our Gemara, that our Gemara is a chilk deraisa between Shas HaVesta and Shlemish HaVesta. The time of her vest will be a shogig if she sees dam then. And now the time of her vest will be an oinus, will be considered beyond someone's control. So this concept already is found in the Ra'ah Be'er Kabayis, so he says his way. So the Yehuda from Sefer, they say their difference between anticipating she's going to see to being afraid that she already saw. And Reb Chaim says that the concept of Kriya Zavet establishing a time, that's the Raisa. And that's why there could be a Chluk, the Ayas and Shegig. That's why there could be Halachas, but you may need it, you may see it 7 days and 11 days, could be built around Shas Vesta. And there could even be Isser, the Terror of Azakas, the Nays from Tomasim. But new Isser, the one that has to stay away, may Ishtar from his wife at the time of her vest. However, to be afraid that she saw at that time, that's for sure only the Rabbanim. Interesting to note that the Chachmas Adam, it's written by the Chai Adam, some of the big poskim, big achronim, he has a sefer Binas Adam, it's where he's more mayrich, goes at more length, as some concepts say, he's not mayrich about, he's more makatzer about, in the sefer Chachmas Adam, he wrote the Binas Adam, he goes more length at certain points, And Simakuf Pedal, beginning of the Binas Adam Simakuf Pedal, he also says the concept of Vestas can be the Raisa. His way of differentiating between what's the Raisa, what's the Rabbanan, he says the exact Shasta Vest, the exact time it just made that Shosvi, that's the Raisa. But that which is also for a full 12-hour period, all the 12 hours around that, that's only the Rabbanan. The Unas Mukhla Vest, that's only the Rabbanan. So based on that, he says that if it is an Isha, like our notion nowadays, that even if Isha has a Vest Kavua, if a woman has a Vest Kavua, an exact pattern that she always sees on a certain day of the month, or the certain haflog, a certain interval, a certain amount of days apart, even if she has that, but she doesn't have an exact time of day that she sees. No one nowadays, the Shachar already says, no one has an exact time of day or night they see. At the most, they have an exact day that she sees, but no one has an exact time. So he says, based on this, the Chachma Salam, the Bina Salam, he says, that from the times of Chazal, the exact time was Deraisa, and the whole 12-hour period around it was Deravonan, nowadays it's possible the whole 12-hour period would be Deraisa. And the whole Vest, the whole Shasa Vest, the whole Oinasa Vest, the whole 12-hour period would be Deraisa nowadays, because nowadays, the time is not exact, it's only to the day that we have an exact, or to the night, or to the day that we have an exact. So that's as exact as we can get, so that whole 12-hour period could possibly be Deraisa nowadays. So then you have a very big Chumra Vest of Deraisa, for the whole Shasa Vest, the whole Oinasa Vest will be Deraisa. If one keeps the onions of the Ruah, the 12 hours before the Shasta Vest, the extra 12 hours, that will certainly be the Rabbanan according to the Bina Sodom. But the Shasta Vest, those 12 hours, will be the Raisa. So we have another Achram besides the Nadudah of the Sefer. The Chachma Sodom also is tasking as a concept of Vest of the Raisa. All these Achronim, this will be a valid explanation for our Gemara, how our Gemara could differentiate between Stumble and Vesta, and not the time of the Vest, Legavim is considered Shegi or is considered Onis. You must remember though that we're talking here about Isha as a Vest Kavua, that three times in a row, 3 months in a row, she had the same thing, and since it was 3 months in a row the same, so she has a Vest Kavua. And now it's much more chomer, or to be eiker the Vest Kavua, in order to change it, she has to 3 times see differently. The dinim, all sorts of dinim, complicated dinim apply, and amongst that is the strong tzad nachrenim, that the concept of her Vest is a deraisa. However, the vast majority of women nowadays do not have a Vest Kavua. All their Bechleish are mothers, that she ain't a Kavua, there's a concept of a Nebenis, freaking out the average time, day number 30, and that's all Papashtis, all these nachrenim would agree, Papashtis, that's all Durabonim, and therefore, what's the guess, most people nowadays, the concept of Vest is Durabonim. Our Gemara, Shmuel Tafid Zayin, is talking about Isha has a Vest Kavua, which in the olden days most Nashim had, and the Chavar still says in the beginning of Simukuf Pedalad, it sounds like in his days most Nashim had a Vest Kavua, they had a set pattern. So for them, Vest is Deraisa would be a possibility, the concept of Vest is Deraisa. But nowadays, the most Nashim, the vast majority of Nashim do not have a Vest Kavua, all they have is Vest in a Kavua, so then the concept of Vest is for them will only be Drabonim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for Halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.